So let's move on and talk about peripheral T-cell lymphoma. I'd like to hear about your 57-year-old lady.
So this is a 57-year-old woman who was diagnosed with anaplastic large cell lymphoma, which might brighten your day until you read further in the report and you find that it's ALK negative. So the good T-cell lymphoma is anaplastic large cell lymphoma, ALK positive. Treatment with CHOP is associated with a high level, 60% to 70% long-term disease-free survival and cure. But the outcome for the patients with ALK negative disease is simply not as good. It's not as bad as peripheral T-cell lymphoma, not otherwise specified, but we're talking about a 30% to 35% long-term disease-free survival with chemotherapy alone. And so this is a group where there's been a little bit of controversy as to what to do. It's been our practice at Memorial to group these patients more with the peripheral T-cell lymphoma not otherwise specified than with the ALK positive patients, and we treat them with combination chemotherapy. She got CHOUP, which is our preferred regimen. Do we really truly know it's better than CHOP? No, but it's certainly not worse and it's quite tolerable. So we give CHOUP. She achieved an excellent response, but as I said, we treat these patients like they're peripheral T-cell lymphoma not otherwise specified, and it's our practice to consolidate with high-dose therapy and autologous stem cell rescue, which she went through, tolerated all right, and then she came back after treatment, and the question was, should we do anything else? We have an ongoing randomized clinical trial of romidepsin versus observation as maintenance. It's 2 years of romidepsin maintenance at somewhat decreasing frequencies. Early on, it's more frequent, and then it becomes less and less frequent. She just completed her 2 years of romidepsin maintenance this month. She remains in a clinical complete remission, feeling well, far more active, and feeling far better than she did when she presented with her lymphoma originally.